since yesterday.
This is still the spirit of the law.
This is still the spirit of the law. Suvish, that's what we're going to start with. What we'll do next. Over here. Somebody, Shabbos. Let's see. Okay. So, we're up to Yirah. So, you don't make Kiddush during the third meal. No Kiddush. No Kiddush during the third meal.
During?
The third meal of Shabbos. Because in such a high place, Kiddush, you have this wineless aspect of holy judgment, fire, it's just way above that. Nevertheless, there is an inyan to have some wine during this meal. The Ishvitzer says, he says, Tein yayin, the ovdei nefesh, Sheikha the Marile, what's the lesson of the pasuk? Give wine and beer to people who are just broken, losing the Shabbos. You feel, if you're in a high place, you don't have to bring Kiddush to bring in the meal, but you just want to strengthen yourself, have something at least. So that's this Bechina person, he's.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Okay, thank you. In the Sinot Chilat HaFolish by Chida. There isn't a kiddush mitzvah shlishi, but there is a nosach with some psukim and so on. Before you say the dressing on the wine, if you want, maybe Belina, I'll try to remember to post that and bring it in.
Whatever you want.
Yes, but you.
He also has a nosach. Chemziyam, probably the same nosach. Chemziyam also has a nosach, I think. Really? I wonder why. During the meal or before?
See people with ulcers, they wash, bread, and the rabbi would come to the house. People were already eating.
How strange. Maybe some of his congregants, he was afraid someone hadn't heard Kiddush. It's possible. But I don't know, like the
Poskim.
They say before the meal to be Kiddush. Very, very.
No,
they say before the meal, that's a big Kiddush.
Not before the
meal. During the meal.
You know, I'm saying, if you were already eating, the rabbi would come in last.
Before he washed.
And then he would make morsi. And then after he made morsi, at some point, between that and the singing, then he would make Kiddush.
That's what Ben Ishchai says you should do. You should have a drink. There are different, like he said, there are certain things people say. He also has one, I think. What do you say? There are different things you say before they say psukim. There are things they said, but yeah, that's what the Ari says. So the question is, what's behind this Kiddush? If we're in such a high place that we don't need a Kiddush to get us there, we're above Kiddush in terms of the place we are, so why are you making, like, what's the idea? So
which Kiddush would he say?
Like he said, there's a nusach. I think he has one here also. Of course, the whatever it is, it's not a kiddush. Whatever it is, this drinking wine, this lechayim, let's say, call it. For sure, you don't have to do more than bread per gufen, just like by day. You say bread per gufen, you did your job, you did it all. So you don't have to do that, but they do say so. Sukkim apparently do some other things. He has a mistake too, I think. I'm not going to call him and ask it. If I have a question, but if you said beforehand, I would have a thought at least. At least I would think. Maybe I should call.
You know that all the horse cycles, Rabbi, you've seen Rabbi Trotsky here, all the Trotskys, all the Rabbi Trotskys, they are the ones you know, they are the it has to be a Cornish type of custom.
Mm-hmm.
And my rabbi learned from them. So.
When you say Kiddush, don't make Kiddush, is that a time? Does that mean if it's past a certain time, you don't make Kiddush, basically?
No. The question is there a Kiddush for the third meal? The answer is no. But some people have wine. And they say other stuff, so it looks like Kiddush, but it's not Kiddush, because it's not need. There are reasons you don't need a Kiddush this time. That's why I thought you said before the meal, before his meal, if he washed after the wine, that would be the first time I've ever heard of such a custom, which may be, but it's a big Kiddush, because usually it's not how it works. He doesn't say what he's supposed to say. No, he doesn't say. He says the Kabbalah to have in mind. But he doesn't bring the Nisuch. He says right afterwards, but the Nisuch he says to say is only on what's going on in the third meal. Where you are. There's no wine there. It's higher than wine. That's why he says, the Ifrit says we took the wine because we're upset that we're losing Shabbat. That's what he says. The Mekor Chaim has his own mahalach, what it says here. What is this wine about? Basically, he says you're supposed to be drunk on the Ruchnius. That's what he says, and then Tanshi Amos will say, I drank my wine. It's not to access, it's to you're somewhere. That's the idea. Well, maybe one day I'll be Zocha to actually get there. Everyone. Both say the same thing. The reason is Shark Kavan is this idea that this seems to be meaning. Drinking the wine is supposed to be totally. He's drunk on Hashem. It's the third meal. That's the idea. That's the idea, yeah. I mean, you take the wine to remind you.
Well,
no. Hopefully, you'll get there.
Also, Mary Brochus, huh? Also.
It could be. Yeah. It could be Mary Brochus. It's possible. I won't say no. Alright. No kidding, she says. But if he has only one cup, so use it for benching. Don't use it for this special thing that the Mishnah said. He said, I proved it. Since the better mitzvah, better you should wait, even though it's earlier, you do this mitzvah first. First I reach the wine in the middle of the meal, I still bench. I bench on the cup. I don't just sit, I don't have the meal and lose all my wine. It's a bad idea. Now he says, again, you bring hadassim. Here are the hadassim again. Take two adasim, according to Ari, one takes two adasim and smells them during this meal. Shar Kavanas. And you say also again, Zachor v'shomer v'dibrecha nemru. Zachor and Shomer was said in one word. And you don't go around the table this time, he says. But you need to have 12 loaves, according to the deeper reason of what he, according to his, again, what his way is, or at least four, he says. And two tablecloths, one above, one below, even though the bread's not embarrassed from the wine, because they're not having wine till later. He says it doesn't matter, there are other reasons. But Nei Yisoschar, he brings, I think this is the one time he brings the Nei Yisoschar. He says, Nei Yisoschar says that you should say Mizlo David three times. Three times you say Mizlo David. And he said before in the Vayesh Chai that Mizlo David has 57. Words like the word zon, which means sustenance, to bring sustenance. My Hashem is my shepherd, I will not lack. That's how it starts, Mr. David. It's interesting he brings the Nisosfa. The idea of a hadas b'dafka, again, this is something which most people we don't really do unless you're with Mamish going according to the Arizal. Nevertheless, the idea is I'm supposed to be getting what on Sush Lishas. I want to get to a place where I have a life. I want to have a life. I want to get to a place for true vitality. So Hadas is Gematria Chaim. That's what Rabbi explains. So I want to be in a place where I get my vitality for the whole week now. This is, again, another time. So each meal, you're trying to get a special vitality from each meal. Yeah, that's later. That's only for Motzei Shabbos. Habdalah, I smell it's leaving me. But now I want to bring it in a good way. And this idea is Chaim. A person has vitality. Again, that's sort of like the Yitzchus says about the L'chaim, drinking. I'm drinking wine, and here I am drinking my wine, I'm feeling I'm about to lose something. But, usually that's Havdalah, and the Nefesh HaYisera, a certain part leaves then. So I smell the Mesam to sort of, Rav Nosson says to take in to give yourself vitality by taking it in. That's what he says. But actually, now is the time. So this is the time when everything can be changed. You can change everything in the world. With zocher, there are people. You go to the tish. Things can unbelievable things happen. If you zocher, if you make it, if you can. Hi. Okay. It's a Gogomogol, yes. Save from Gogomogol. Learn about that right now. It says whether man or woman are obligated, both are obligated to fulfill the mitzvot of Shlishis. We have to. There's no way around it. You need to have bread on a table, just like the first meal and the second meal. There should be any difference. Even if Yom Tov is going to be after Shabbos, you say, I need to have room for Yom Tov. Nope, you have to have a third meal. Have it early, though. He says, hey, Rabbi, there's something that they would say before they wash, we say it afterwards. And then the Bnei Chol D'Chsifin, like the Ari, has a special song for each of the meals. Some Chassidim don't dare say it. It's a very strong song. We're talking about throwing evil to nothing. Those chutzpahdik dogs. How do you dare say that? You better really be on the level. What do you mean? Sudish Lishis, yes. Sudish Lishis, no. You better really be on the level. What is this? So they don't want to say it. So they're afraid. They're afraid to say it. Pachad. He said, I think that. He said, well, either he said it. Yeah, he was the Rizal, so he could say it. You and I, maybe we can't say it. The Beis Chai said, I say that you shouldn't stop this custom. Say it. Said, but some of the verses say something like, come close to me, see my power when there's no dinim, right? All these different words that you said are very strong of where you are now, just that you say something. He said, Ari Hashto, you could start again, it's not anymore where you're holding. Again, Chassidim, we say it anyway, we do say it. Even sing it. See, that's better, no worries. He said, that's what I hold. He said, but I don't say it. The Beis Chai says, but I personally don't say it at all. He said, but you can say it then, there's no problem. And the Chassidim, we sing it even. We're trying to get to somewhere. Nobody's thinking he's the Rebbe or something. We're trying maybe a little light in, heart of stone, something, get something to penetrate. That's what we're.
What did you say? What is the melody?
Rabbi Nachman's melody for it. He has a particular melody.
Which is?
Which is. Okay, I can sing it for you, Bess Hashem. You have a sitter all over. I don't mind singing for you. Maybe without a sitter, most likely I can. It says, V'nei heichala d'chsifin L'mechzei zig zerampin. The people of the heichal, of the palace, of those who are yearning to see the splendor of the miniature presence. I'm going to bring it. It continues in this very, very moving melody, actually. And there are certain parts which, again, they make you sound, this is the time, there's no judgments. You have a guy sitting in Sudish Lishis and his kids just trashed the house. Whatever they did, they broke his wife's glass door and he's He's just trying to keep it together. And he's going to sing, here I am, I'm so strong, no din. Listen, unfortunately, my friend, you are not quite at no din. And even if you are pretty good, who said no din? That's a great level. So the sin, we're trying to access this. We want to get it. Please, Hashem, give us a little no din. That's the time when it's supposed to be. So we sing it, we're not so worried about maybe this, maybe that. Someone who's on a very high level, maybe he can work out and say, am I no din this week? Am I not no din? Am I in this place? But if you're not, so then how can you lose out on this, trying to access? It's a very, very beautiful, beautiful song. I don't have this sitting here, but it goes on. There's several stanzas which show the great strength of this time. We're yearning. So, you know, the Avodas Yisrael says that if you pay careful attention to the Arizal, it does seem to indicate that these three meals, you're going to a place that's called a beard. And maybe if you don't have a beard, like a woman, maybe she doesn't have to do it. He said maybe that explains why women, most women in his time, don't eat this third meal. He said it could be that according to the Arizal, as if it was a cheshvan. So many great people, they say you can't rely on that. It's very, I mean, and all the poskim, they are very strong. Mekor Chaim, wow, he's so sharp. He says, you know, this third meal, he says, it saves you from the Mechama of Gog and Magog. It saves us from this war. So this third meal represents the surah that we're going to eat after Tchiyas HaMeisim. He said, well, you don't want to partake of that? He said, you need that. If you want to partake of that, you have to have some delicious. He's even stronger. He says, by Gog and Magog, he says some terrible things that can happen, especially to women. So he says, if you want to save yourself from that, you have to make some kind of effort. He said, have this third meal. Have a little bit of bread, not too much. It's very strong. So again, there is the Avodas Zoros Yisrael, the Kodesh Zomagid. He says, the custom according to the Ari, could be she doesn't rely on that. I mean, there are people who bring this as a kind of way of limit schools, the kind of person. If she can't eat the meal, you know, it's not to feel too bad about it, whatever, but it's not a great, he's very strong. Don't you want to be saved from the war of Gog and Magog? He says, he talks about women there. He said, why wouldn't you want to be saved from that? So you eat the meal. He's very strong. He's not, he brings from Kochan. Kochan just writes like three lines. He said, he was fire. You must eat this meal. He's very, very fiery about it. The Chaim Sion brings it. He was very, very strong.
This is the moment. Especially.
Huh? It says that. Listen, the Rebbe says that the Chomos Ogul Mogul is going to be spiritual. That's what it says. So what does that mean then, the verses about these different things? I don't know, it could be lots of things. It says there'll be pillaging, there'll be achrayis, there'll be people doing things that aren't so good. What does that mean spiritually? Maybe the form where Nachman said, I don't know. But it doesn't matter, you don't want to be part of it. Sorry, whatever it is, you don't want to be part of it. We'd rather. That's what he's very strong about it. Woe to the embarrassment of those who are lazy about this third meal. It's very strong. So how could you act like, you know, someone who's not Jewish? Someone who's not Jewish doesn't eat this third meal. He eats two meals just like any other day. He has breakfast and lunch and he's done. That's it. So what do you mean? Just if it works out, you have to, he said, if you're Jewish, you have to keep the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is very strong. How could it be? Throughout all the good things, which fool won't tremble about this meal? Shoo. He says, especially people who are, you know, they're going to the ice cream store, they're going here, they're going there all day, they're eating and eating and eating, and the third meal, no, for a mitzvah, I won't eat. So what's going on? You gotta, at least something's not too much, this much bread, it's not, you know, a little bit.
That's the minimum.
Yeah, an Israeli matchbox plus maybe a third. Not that much. I don't know how much. 30 grams, a little more. 40 grams, depends on the type of bread. It's not that much. You don't have to. She should have twice as much kibbeh. You should have two at least. It's not. You don't have to stuff your face. You don't have to eat like that.
I mean, besides bread, what else should you have? Fish?
Fish. Yeah, definitely. So at least a little bit of fish. It's a mitzvah to have a little fish.
And it's salads?
You can. Depends on what you like. Up to you. You don't have to have meat. There's an Indian to have the meat or the chicken if you can, but it's not the mitzvah stuff. You don't have to. You have to have at least a meal. And you should. If you don't like fish, don't have fish. Whatever you like. Or something. It doesn't have to be a big meal.
Now, should shalshut be parv?
It can be. Depends on if you want to eat milchix later, I guess. I don't know. It's up to you. It's your choice. It said that if you want to eat meat, and it's understood that you want to eat meat, in those days, being a chef did, had a limited amount of meat. So you have meat enough to last me till after Shabbos. Now I have enough meat to have either the third meal or the fourth meal. So it's have it during the third meal. But not, well, have it during the third meal and not during the fourth meal. If you have enough, you have it all. But it was assumed that someone, he's storing up his meat because he can't. I cannot eat meat the rest of the week because I won't have any available. They didn't have a grocery where you go and get some meat. It wasn't so easy. They had butchers, it was like more complicated. Especially when there was refrigeration. It was very, very, not simple. That it says, you don't have to have meat, it's up to you. You should have at least a little fish, you should have some bread. A roll, half a roll, especially not a lot of food. It's your choice, you want more, you have more. I said, well, what? All week, every day you have like so many calories, and today you had this gigantic meal for lunch, and then you're done with the third meal. It was a mitzvah, it's a big thing. He says, even during the months when Shabbos is short, he said, that shows if you're really a Shem Shemayim during the summer. He said, if you mean for heaven's sake, you're doing this third meal, he said, even during the winter, you'll be careful, certainly during the summer. He said, but if you're, you know, if not, the person that he just, for himself, you're forgetting about Hashem. It's just such an easy mitzvah to do. So easy. What's so hard? For both of us, it's just pretty easy. It's not that impossible.
Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to pray before the meal?
We'll see that in another minute.
Okay.
Great question. Just want to finish about this. It says you'll never miss this. Who can finish discussing the greatness of this third meal? That the various codifiers talk a lot about it. Zohar explains about it. That we're asked to do this meal because we are created in the image of Hashem, and our Tzem Elokim is activated. So we need to do this meal. That's what the Zohar says. So, oh, yeah. Comes to it, the Ari says. Where you go, each time a different world. Even though there are some who permit to have a little cake, he said it's also not proper. You should have a little roti. He says, after all, like you said, you need to have 100 brachas on Shabbos. Right? The Kamsi Yom says, you need to have 100 brachas on Shabbos. How do you skip out on the benching, on all the different brachas you need to have? It's proper to explain to the whole family. It's very worthwhile to make sure to do this meal. Now again, if you're sometimes, you know, I know someone, his wife said, yeah, but I feel like I'm going to burst. I can't eat. She can't eat. She can't eat. There is the Magid of Kashrus. It's not like it's, there's no opinion. There is the opinion of Magid of Kashrus, if you have to. For women, there is a cooler. But he says it's not a, he says it's not a, not something which is proper at all.
Well, but it's useful, it's not, but it doesn't really wages.
He should. No, you're right. I'm just saying that sometimes.
And instead of having fancy desserts for your lunch, your main meal, just.
Depends on you. Depends on what you do. You don't have to eat all desserts. What I need to do, I try to. But you're right. I'm talking about a different situation. We're not talking about the husband and wife or the daughter and father. We're discussing this before the meal in the morning. They're discussing this before Shkia, and she says, "I just can't eat the meal." So there is such a thing. There is a matter of prejudice. It's not wonderful again, but if you have, you have it. You just have to. She can rely. She has to do such a thing. But it's not. You know, it's not the.
I mean, you're only talking about a small amount of bread.
Yep, exactly. It's not that bad. That's the thing. It's not. You don't have to have. No one's pushing them to have a feast. You don't have to have a feast. It's a little bit. On the contrary,
you can always pull out the chocolate spread.
Yeah, what I do well. That's a. Are you that? Maybe the shock open and they don't want the bread. They just want the chocolate. I don't know. You'd like chocolate spread in your house. I'm doing that one in my house. It somehow paints the walls. I don't know what it is. It's very special substance somehow.
Sometimes it's hard for me to put an ashes soup. Sometimes it's hard for me to put some ashes on. I can't, you know, this is good. I notice that sometimes. I start to eat. I feel that I have to go. I feel that. It's a very tricky.
Yep. That's for sure. Yep, this is the wrong meal to feel nauseous for. Not that that always helps you feel what you feel, but still. So there's a lot of things that this meal brings. Let's see if it brings that to the list a whole bunch. Yeah, you have a fruit here, you have a little this, you have a little that. You have to 100 brachas every day.
Right.
But certainly on Shabbos. The Sfarim bring that every bracha is an invitation to connect to Hashem. You just have to remember, it's very hard.
It's what, I'm sorry?
It's an invitation to have a connection, a meeting with Hashem. Okay. It's not second. No?
Special it's just easier on the weekdays because the two measures are longer.
Yes, there's 18 brachas as opposed to, that's correct, that's exactly right. So the details, it's a whole discussion in the postgame. How do you listen, where do you get 100 brachas? I don't remember if the Ben Shchai goes through or not. So here are a few of the things that the third meal does. First of all, it's a time for tshuva. As far as Emma says, a person is supposed to think about his week and say, what am I going to change? What am I going to change? Does it bring Shabbos into the week? That's the first thing. That's number one. Second of all, the second thing we have in this meal is the Sotam cannot really speak against us. It's a good time. It's a good time to have. She's not able to say anything. It's a great time to bring refuah, healing, and deliverance, and pranasa. Good things to. It's a good time. Kids.
It's a good time. Third meal.
Huh?
In the third meal.
Yeah. That's. Okay. So then we have like this. Alright, so he says the time to make this meal is after Mincha. if you could. So it works even before mincha, but according to Arizal, it doesn't, because it's like, again, it's like steps. And you take one step, and then you go to the next step, and the next step. You can't just skip stories. So if you didn't do mincha first, it's not so great.
So what if you have something like Pesach Seder, Motzei Shabbos?
That's a great question, and it complicates matters a little, because then how can you do it? The Zohar explains that a person should do with Torah. That's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says you learn Torah, and you're able to be able to do it that way. Here, he says, people who are Chachamim, and that are Pesach on Shabbos, they have, what's it called? Egg matzah. Now we hold that egg matzah is problematic for a lot of reasons. You can't really have egg matzah. There are some ways, maybe this, maybe that. Generally speaking, you kind of messed up. That's the one time the Zohar says the Rashi did it with Torah. And we have Sunday, we do our best. That's the one week where you cannot do. And that's actually the approach of Chabad. I may as well say it if we're on the topic. Chabad, they don't eat a third meal at all. And they bring that Zohar that the Rashi says he never lost a third meal. And even though it says that on Erev Pesach, that was Shabbos, he did it with Torah. And so they see, you see that learning the what he calls Maaseh Merkava, which probably means deep Kabbalah with the Chassidut, but in Chabad they say it means just learning Chassidut, that that's enough to really to access. Okay, that's their way. I understand it.
I know one.
I don't do it, but I understand it. You know.
I know one Rav who would fry matzah.
Could be again. You know, there are different ways of trying to get around the problem. It says it's a problem. You're not supposed to. There's a wedding. Lel Pesach. Matzah is part of the wedding. You're not supposed to have the matzah first. That's what the Gemara says. What's your rush? You have it on time. So you say it's for the third meal. So there are different ways of trying to get around the problem. It doesn't taste like matzah. You do it this way, you do it that way. Usually, generally speaking, it's not good. Like most, the way it comes out for most post-students, you have a first meal, you finish early enough before the time, you get rid of all the scraps, and then you just have whatever you have. There's not much you can do about it. So again, the fish has also, I don't know what it says. It says there is this, you can do this way, you can do that way. None of these ways are, we usually rely on the Rashi for that reason. Try to learn Torah and try to do whatever we can. Have good appetite for the Seder.
If I remember right, we would Davin and Nates have the main meal like at 9 or 10 in the morning, and then have the third meal like as early as we could, right at the earliest time we could do mincha.
Yeah, so you have a third meal, that's what you have to do it after a half hour after chatzos. But it's supposed to be after mincha. Right? It's supposed to be after mincha. So how do you guys after mincha? You already can't eat chametz. You're not eating matzah either. So it gets complicated. How do I do a third meal then? That's the question. That's the question. Again, generally speaking, what we do is we just do our best, we learn a little something, we have whatever we have, and that's the 1 week a year when you don't do it any other way.
So what about frying matzah or chocolate matzah or...
So again, some say that helps. But others say it's like you're infringing on ruining my ability to really enjoy the matzah in the night. That's complicated. So it's a bad idea. It brings the Zohar. The Zohar in Yisro says, woe to the one who does not complete the joy of the Holy King. When is this joy? The third meal. It's pretty strong. That's what Kochayim brings. Three meals, Avnich and Yaakov, are included in these three meals. So what are you missing them for? He said, even if you stuff yourself during the first meal, you should make sure to have that little bit of bread for this third meal. It's a big deal. Oh, yeah.
Did you nefesh?
Some say, yeah, we say you did nefesh. We say different songs and, you know, the rest of this, a particular meaning, I mean, hugging mother places. We want to connect to Hashem. But not since this is a time for tshuva. It's a time because we're adding from the weekday to Shabbos. We're adding the weekday to Shabbos. We can add people who are b'china of profane into holiness. So the third meal is a power to bring people closer. It's a very powerful thing. The third meal. That's what we must experience.
Is it really
not
good to have afterwards?
Again, there are mostly good, but you yotze. In Kabbalah, it's not a good... not so great. If possible, it's better to do it the other way. That's for sure.
Then in that situation, you could probably have a third meal like, what, 10 o'clock?
If some say you land on the opinion that you have the third meal earlier than Chatzos. Some say that works. It's like a whole... You do your best. There's other things you can't do. You can't, like, that's what the Zohar says. Many, many people will land. The Zohar, you have a little potatoes, you have whatever you have later. Right now, that's my real third meal is going to be the Torah more than anything else. You know, I'll do my best. Because I can't. If you can't, you can't. I have the third, I have tonight, I have the Seder. What am I supposed to do? I can't. Or it's a point of Patrick. Hello? 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 Okay. Ma, you're in Yerushalayim now. Ani melamed ad chamesh. Ani gomer b'chatzi shah v'yesh li po ofanayim. Ani lo yodim yesh inyan. Ani lo tzor habayit. Ata yachol, aval b'chamesh. Bisedor? Shalom. Ata yachol, lech l'stam eto tavi et ha-tofes l'nusi b'shvil chashmonayim, ata yachol? 48, אתה נכנס בצד שמאל, אני לא יודע אם הוא בבית. תבקש, תסביר לו, אני יודע, אם אתה יכול, יעזור לי מאוד. אם אתה יכול, יעזור לי מאוד, כי זה יחסוך לי משהו. אתה נכנס 48, שמאלה, קומה רביעית או משהו, כתוב שם, זה בצד ימין נראה לי, כתוב שם, שטיינהרטר, בסדר? שכוח, שלום. אני מוכן שכנס למעלה למעלה, שלום. אוקיי, סורי בטר. My son came in Beitar. He needs the need for not that I have any, that's a different point. I'll have to send him to the bank or something. But, you want to save me a job, maybe that would be good. Baruch Hashem. All right, so I guess we're done. And tomorrow is hopefully 3 to 7 for the law.